afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Registered Ear Offenders. Chris is so excited today. Welcome to our 25th episode anniversary extravaganza. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm good. I thought there was going to be an applauding sound effect.
You're welcome to applaud if you like. Chris is in a good mood, even though you was a little bit listless coming in here, but you seem okay now.
I really am, Sal. Like, I don't know if I'm going to pass out or I feel good 1 second and then I'm lightheaded the next. I haven't eaten breakfast. I gave blood this morning. I'm doing a screening for a medical research study.
I like how you use the word gave blood instead of sold blood.
Yeah, that's essentially what they do is I guess they're going to look for any infectious diseases to see if I'm a worthy specimen. But really, this is the only way I can get medical care.
you get a free checkup, essentially.
Yeah, they did a thing today. They actually looked at my heart. You know how they do like the sonogram for babies? Like
yes.
They actually watched my heart to make sure my heart is healthy.
Yes.
You know, and I could look there and I could see it beating and I'm asking all kinds of questions, you know. Is that normal? What's that black spot, you know?
Well, I'm glad that you're alive and joining us. I am Sal Rodriguez, host of Registered Ear Offenders. My co-host is Chris Z. You are listening to us on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with SiriusXM 165. You can listen to our show not only live here every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but also on SiriusXM 165 Extreme Talk every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're welcome to call in if you're listening to us live at 1-800-893-9562. So a lot of great stuff happening. I'm very excited, Chris, also because I have booked my first SAG national commercial and a friend texted me today and told me that they saw my commercial running during Good Morning America.
Oh, my God. That was a quick turnaround, right? I mean, you filmed that all of, what, 1 month ago?
We filmed it a month ago. I got my first check. And besides, I owe you sushi. I told you that when I get... I told Chris, I made a promise on the air that when I get my payment for doing my commercial, I'm going to treat you to the sushi restaurant of your choice. Certain restrictions may apply.
Tax and tip not included. Okay. So I got to share something with you and the listeners.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not a chef. I'm not a cook. I don't cook any. I've never used a stove in my life. That's the truth. But I have something I came up with, and I want to share it with our listeners. It's so easy to make, all right? I drink fruit shakes, fresh fruit shakes every morning, right? But every now and then I treat myself.
The first time I ever went to your apartment, you made me a nice fruit shake.
I take it pretty serious. I always have fresh fruit on hand, you know. It keeps me regular, tastes good. Well, this case, I switch it up every now and then. I take a little bit of peanut butter, natural, of course, all natural peanut butter, about 3/4 of a banana, and a Yoplait chocolate mousse yogurt. Throw it in a blender with maybe some soy milk, a couple cubes of ice, and spinach leaves, because they're tasteless. If you pull the stems off, the bitterness is in the stems. You throw that all in there, you will get a chocolate peanut butter milkshake, but way better than what you'll get at Jamba Juice, and obviously less expensive. And it is such a treat, man, and it's somewhat healthy for you.
You know, this is a sign of my age, because formerly when any friend would talk to me about pulling the stems off of something, it was not spinach.
That's where we've gone. It's a different kind of greenery we're pulling the stems off of these days.
Everything changes as we get older. You know, I used to have a good side. Now I have a good side to chew on. That's what happens as you get older.
It's funny you brought that up. I'm actually suffering with this right now. I keep biting my cheek on my left side. And I don't know if it's swollen or something, but because it's never been a problem before, but all of a sudden now I can't stop doing it, always on the same side. I stuck my finger in there and it feels like a World War II war wound. I mean, it is really jacked up in there.
Wait, you mean you're biting your cheek like as a nervous habit?
No. Like while I'm chewing or something. And I, you know, like you know how sometimes you catch your cheek in between your top and bottom row of teeth, right?
Yes.
So I've done it a couple times now. I stuck my finger in there. And like I said, man, I mean, it just looks like Edward James almost his complexion. Like it's just, it's just ravaged in there.
And you know what? You got to say that you mentioned Edward James Olmos. You know, Edward James Olmos used to be a member of Nosotros Theater Group. My dad was a member of Nosotros Theater Group here in Los Angeles. And my mother to this day claims that my dad could have been where Edward James Olmos is. If he would have listened to her.
Listened to what? What was her advice?
Stay in theater, continue your acting. You know, she kind of pushed him into acting. My dad did do some local theater. He was also a nightclub singer.
Really? I never knew that. I never knew that about him.
Learn more and more about me every week, it seems.
Yeah, and this is all I know about Sal's father, and it's very much like a mystery. There's one picture that he has in his house, one tiny wallet-sized picture of his father, who is very much looks like a Mexican Bela Lugosi.
He also he speaks like a cross between Dracula and Darth Vader. That's how he sounds.
Is that a dialect? Is he comes from a certain part of Mexico? Maybe they speak differently than everybody else. Is that why, or just he just happens to have a unique voice.
Well, he has a very deep voice. Okay. He was a professional nightclub singer for a little while, much to my mother's dismay, because what happened was he would go out and sing in nightclubs, hook up with women, have affairs, and my mother would, you know, I remember as a little boy, my mother would be going off to a nightclub to drag him out of there when he was in the arms of some puta, as she would say.
Some sucia.
Hey, what's on our show? Man, we got an exciting show. Chris, tell us what's on our show today and what we're going to start with.
We've got something special, something unique going on. It's the first time we've doubled up. We've got two guests in one show.
Wow.
And it gets better than that. These aren't just any two guests. These are our two highest rated guests to date. Once again, this is our 25th show. Sal and I look back. Who got the highest ratings? Who had the best interviews? Who got the best response from the audience? Came up with two names.
That's right. And their interviews also got us laid as well.
Really? I think I would remember that, Sal. If I'd been late any time in the last year, I think I'd remember it.
I want to embellish a little bit. Not only are they great guests with high-rated shows, but also one of them has inspired me to now shave my head. Now I have a shaved head, just like one of our guests. He inspired me, although I am shorter and less talented.
Well, it was funny. You were standing next to him before. You were both facing the same direction, so it really did look like some kind of weird before and after radiation picture or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like... this is the before, and then I got bit by a spider, and all right. Of a sudden I grew like a foot.
Some kind of Hulk. You know.
Who else we have on our show today?
Oh, we've got Nine Finger, man. We had him, I mean, early on, maybe a month or two into our, when we launched the program. And then, so it's been a while, but they're back now. They're bringing us new music. I'm sure new stories to tell, new dates coming up.
Yeah, they're going to be playing some stuff live.
Yeah, and if you guys, I like to say they're like an STP, maybe a little more testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you can enjoy it, so... Keep your ears peeled out there in listener land. Did we give out the phone number, Sal?
Sure. If you want to call in live, 1-800-893-9562. You're listening to Registered Ear Offenders on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Extreme XM 165.
And we got another treat, Sal. I almost skipped over it. One of my favorite recurring segments on the show, sketchy characters.
Yeah? All right, man. We're going to get into some sketchy characters pretty soon. And we also, you mentioned we have two guests. So who else we have on the show? We have Nine Finger and...
Cliff Yates.
Yeah, man. LA's own comedy cop, Cliff Yates, will be joining us today.
He's a career law enforcement officer who has successfully transitioned into entertainment.
And he was a little bit late today, but you know, the cops are always late.
Well, just wait till we read his bio. There's something funny in there I want to address. But yeah, again, he got a great response last time. Super funny guy. And he's got a huge show coming up in North Hollywood. So we wanted to bring him in before then, help him plug a show.
Yeah, this is a big show. I was under the impression he was opening for Mike Marino, but this is going to be Cliff Yates' show as headliner.
Yeah, no. Mike Marino's just taking tickets at the door.
Nice.
No, it's going to be a huge show. And yeah, like I said, he got a good response last time. He's a hilarious guy. He was kind enough to invite us to the show. And so this is the first time Sal and I have received a graft, I guess you could call it, you know?
Graft. Yeah, you make it seem like we're like Congo drug lords. No, we're going to be going in as members of the press. We're going to be going. Normally, we're depressed. This time, we're going to be members of the press. Hey, Chris, we're running short. Let's go ahead and get into our first segment, which is Sketchy Characters.
And now, Sketchy Characters presents Mile High Flub.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. Please return to your seats, place your tray tables in their upright positions, and please turn off all electronic devices. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Thanks to a strong tailwind, we'll be arriving in Springfield 10 minutes ahead of schedule. And here's another pleasant surprise. The Starbucks in our terminal is giving away free hot chocolate all day long.
Attention passengers, please turn off all electronic devices. Completely off. Not to airplane mode. Off means off. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again. It seems that a power surge has forced Starbucks to close early. Disregard my previous announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again. I gotta tell you, in 20 years as a commercial pilot, I have never seen anything like this. A flock of geese have laid claim to the runway, delaying our descent by as much as 20 minutes. You should still have plenty of time to make your connecting flights by using the airport's state-of-the-art monorail, recently featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels. Ladies and gentlemen, this is... yeah, you know who it is. It seems that the Monorail Conductors Union has called for an impromptu strike. Passengers with connecting flights should use the courtesy... what? Really? Folks, I've... I've just... just learned that the Courtesy Cart Engineers Union, in a show of support, have also called for a strike. Passengers with connections will not be making them. My apologies. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been asked to announce that the restroom is out of order. It seems that the in-flight meal disagreed with some of our passengers, and from what I hear, the sewers of Calcutta got nothing on this. There is a second restroom on board for use by crew and captain only. Sorry, folks, not my rules. Blame the FAA. Passengers attempting to use the aforementioned restroom will be subdued and restrained by our Sky Marshal. Our apologies. Christ, Marty, I need some sugar. Lots of it. Send that faggy flight attendant up with a Pepsi, will you?
Aye, aye, Captain. Know what? I need to stretch my legs. I'll grab it for you on my way back.
My wife says I'm hypoglycemic.
Mine too. You know, it helps to think about baseball.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. It really does sound like he says douche. I mean, you... Douche. Like a douche. Douche, douche. I'm gonna tell you something I've never told anyone before. When I insert a Q-tip into my belly button, it feels really good.
Here's your Pepsi, boss. Whoa, are you feeling all right?
I will be when I down that corn nectar. Cody was an Italian.
Oh, boy. Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your co-captain speaking. Don't be alarmed, but the captain has slipped into some kind of sugar trance. He is breathing, but he's slumped over like Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. Remember that one? That was a good one. Anyway, have no fear. I have 100 flight hours logged in the simulator. I have 20/20 vision with my glasses, so if anyone finds them, give them to the faggy flight to Reynaldo, the crew member with the fitted slacks. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm pleased to report that I'm up and running again thanks to a healthy dose of ice-cold Pepsi. Pepsi Cola, the choice of a new generation and the exclusive soft drink of Icarus Airlines. I'm also pleased to report that the union's demands have been met and all ground services have resumed operation. Last but not least, we've just been cleared to land and should be touching down in lovely Springfield, Missouri, right on time. You have got to be shitting me! How the hell would I know there's more than one?
That was Sketchy Characters.
I loved it, man. It was the most old-timiest one I think we've heard so far.
You think that was old-timey?
Yeah, it had a very, you know, the voices and everything, just very kind of an old-fashioned feel and the little zany twist at the end.
My favorite part was the obviously gay Filipino flat attack.
I guess some things go back even decades. Huh?
That's right. All right, we're going to keep moving right along, folks. We want to remind you that you are listening to Registered Ear Offenders on SkidRowStudios.com. You're welcome to call in live, 1-800-893-9562. Or you might be listening to us on Extreme XM 165. We're going to move right along. Chris, introduce our first guest.
Cliff Yates, Sal. Cliff Yates spent 30 years as a police officer, originally in upstate New York, and more recently patrolling the streets of L.A. as a deputy sheriff. One of his patrol assignments found him walking Universal City Walk, and he had a chance producer with a television chance encounter with a local television producer. And after that, well, the rest is history, as they say. So fast forward a couple years, and he's got a big show coming up. We're happy to have him on the show. Are we going to jump right into his comedy?
No, we're going to introduce Cliff Yates. I'm sorry. Come on, man.
Yeah, like I said, he's got a big show coming up at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. We're happy to have him back. Our most successful interview to date, highest rated interview to date, comedian Cliff Yates. Cliff, how the hell are you?
Hey, thanks guys for having me back. This is fantastic.
I bungled your intro. I apologize. I'm low on blood. I'm high on caffeine. I haven't eaten.
He has the little cotton thing on his forearm there. As you can see, he's kind of not with us 100% today.
I'm in and out.
Same with me. I gave blood this morning too. My cat scratched me. A little different, but same.
How you been, man? What you been up to? First of all, I thought that you were going to be retiring, but you're not retiring as a cop yet.
No, until December. So I got another like 10 months to go.
Well, hold on a sec, because I was on Facebook maybe a month or two ago, and you had put out a post where you said, this is the last time I'll be doing this. It feels weird. And you had a picture of you in uniform, and you were...
Yeah, it was in front of the Christmas tree down there by the Amundsen. So by next Christmas, I'm gone. So the last Christmas on patrol, using the, taxpayers' gas and car and clothes.
Oh, yeah, I thought he meant the last time doing this was receiving graft.
Oh, no. Yeah, the last time.
I'm going to continue to... Because I'm going to keep a uniform. No one knows.
Do they make you return the uniform?
Turn on your uniform.
You get to keep them.
You get to keep the badge and everything?
Yeah, well, you get a retired badge. They encase it in plastic so you can't use it.
You get to keep the gun.
Yeah, you get to keep the gun.
Well, the gun you bought, right?
Yeah, no, they actually issue you a gun, but you can buy your own. I'm not a gun nut, though, so I only take the one they gave me.
Are you a member of the NRA by default?
No, I'm not, no.
Really? A cop who's not a member of the NRA? Next, I'm going to ask if you vote Republican.
Yeah, I do. I vote Republican, but... it's weird because I don't carry my gun everywhere. I can carry it anywhere I want to carry it, but I don't carry it because it always creates a problem. Always, then you valet your car and you think, holy shit, the gun's in the glove box. I left it. Now the valet's driving around with a gun. And
yeah, he's going to go do his gang initiation on his lunch break with your gun.
Wait, do you carry your gun if you were like today, plain clothes, would it be visible or concealed?
I would put it in my pocket.
Really?
Either my pocket or ankle holster or something like that. But then somebody always sees it. Then they call the cops who are on duty on you, and they take you down. By the time you explain, you've missed your dentist or something.
I think it is. It's funny, Sal. It has a lot to do with like conditioning and just what we're used to. But I saw two guys the other day in like a kind of a fast food restaurant, and the guy was well dressed. I mean, he looked like he was probably a detective. He had that look about him. He had a gun on his his belt, but no visible badge. And I remember thinking, how is nobody in here the least bit concerned? I mean, he doesn't have a visible... Usually, they correct me if I'm wrong, they wear either around their neck or on their belt, but this guy didn't.
He was a white man, Chris. Just say it.
Yeah. I do.
If you were black, cops would have been there in 2 seconds.
Probably detectives. They do that all the time. They go to lunch and then their guns sticking out of their suits. It's stupid.
Let me ask you, because I see this a lot on YouTube. There's this big gun nut movement, and a big thing is the open carry.
Yeah.
Where a lot of guys will literally go out and almost provoke police by openly carrying weapons because they've done a little homework, or Alex Jones told them it's okay. And then you see them literally walk around, and some of them will film the encounter with the police, who invariably will show up to ask them, why are you walking around with a gun, attached to your gun?
Because in California, the crime is carrying a concealed weapon or a loaded weapon. If everybody in here today, we strapped on a gun openly visible, but unloaded, it's legal. So everybody could be walking around with a gun open. They call it open carry. It's legal.
Wait, and you don't need a special license to walk around with an unloaded visible gun yourself?
No.
But if it's unloaded, what's the point?
To show motherfuckers.
Then nobody knows if it's loaded or not, so cops would always be jamming you up because they have the right then to inspect it to find out if it's loaded or that. But actually, if everybody wanted to make a big movement, everybody could just strap on. Let's roll.
Well, I do remember, Sal, one time I went to a pawn shop, and they were all, carrying guns in their waistband. And the way he presented it to me is that he said, if you own the business, you're allowed to, it's a private business, you're allowed to walk around with a gun.
I understand Jeremy Hansen of Skid Row Studios carries a gun here as well.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on, make sure he never uses it on himself.
We want to welcome back.
We're here for you, buddy.
that was a good one. We want to welcome back. Also, Nicholas Chacon is back on our soundboard today.
Well, here I am, man.
Nick, I've never seen you looking so fresh-faced. I mean, you look 10 years younger than the last time I saw you. What are you doing these days? Cleanses, vegetarian.
Yeah, taking care of myself. Doing
no
good
shit, dude. You look healthy, bro. I mean, you really look 10 years younger than the last time I saw you.
Is that good or bad? Because I already look pretty damn young either way.
If you look 10 years younger, you look like you're 10, essentially.
Nah, man. Well, 26 right now, 10 years younger.
Well, welcome back, Nick. We appreciate you being back.
Thanks.
We love the new haircut.
Thanks.
Hey, let's go ahead and play a clip of Cliff Yates.
Glad to be back here. I'm Cliff Yates. I actually still am a cop working L.A., working patrol. And they introduced me all over the country, L.A.'s comedy cop. He's really a cop. And everybody thinks I'm with the LAPD. And that pisses me off. Because I'm not. I'm with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. I got friends here, all right. You know we're different than LAPD. They wear blue, we wear tan and green, we shoot people in the front. They discriminate, we'll shoot anybody. We don't care. Listen, they're not here. Let's make fun of them. Who cares? They're always trying to do something to change their image, and they screw it up. They just put a new logo on the side of their police cars. They put it on the door where it used to say protect and serve. Nice. Now it says, if you can't beat them, we're not coming. What kind of message is that to say to the people? This is great. I make fun of my fellow police officers, my fellow cops, because cops have a great sense of humor. Well, not the CHP. What the hell's wrong with those people? No, they got something missing. Like a sense of humor. Oh, I can prove it. Any CHP here tonight? No, because it's against the rules for them to have a good time. Oh, no. These guys are bad, these highway patrol. Because I got a friend in the highway patrol. I say, hey, what are your rules? He says, well, we can't have a good time. And we got to have a shitty look on our face. Well, you do a good job with that. You ever been stopped on highway patrol? Doesn't it look like they're constipated? Next time you get stopped, tell them, let me go. You go take a shit. We'll both feel better.
That was Cliff Yates performing at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Yes.
Cliff, we got a very special surprise for you today.
Thank you.
And we are going to have... What, Chris, what are we going to have today?
Cliff, I'm sure you're no stranger to being to finding yourself under pressure, so we got a little surprise for you. We're going to do a little law enforcement trivia. We call it con versus cop.
Yes, I'm a former con. I've been arrested numerous occasions, I'm proud to say. Not really. But I'm going to compete against you, Cliff, on law enforcement, right? Laws related to law enforcement and criminality?
In general, related to law enforcement. Yeah. I did stray in and out at times, but for the most part, we're talking about criminal law. And do we have any game show music?
Yeah, we got some game show music, right? Hit it.
This is great.
By the way, they stole this from us.
Wait, I just want to preface this. I want to let Cliff know. I want to let our listeners know. Chris came up with these questions. I have never seen them. This is totally transparent and honest. I do not know what is on that sheet, so I am just as oblivious as you at this moment.
I still can't get the Price is Right girls out of my head. I got that masturbation thing going.
Good. Keep thinking about them. Well,
what are we going to do here? Sal, are you going to shout out? Whoever shouts out first gets to answer the question?
You say your name. The way that you buzz in is you say Cliff or I say Sal.
Okay?
Hit
perfect.
It.
Question number one. Name the warning given by police in the U.S. to criminal suspects before they are interrogated to preserve the admissibility of... Cliff.
If you give me any shit, I'm going to plant dope on you.
Sal.
Are we supposed to be honest?
Wait, go ahead. Was that right? Was that correct?
I should have specified that it's not restricted to L.A. or L.A. County. Okay. This is police officers in general.
All right, Sal.
I'll let him finish.
Wait, are you finishing?
Yeah, that's Sal. That's my warning.
Okay. Sal. The Miranda rights.
That's correct.
Now, wait a second. You're asking questions that he obviously is going to know. I thought you were going to mention, like, obscure laws in Nebraska and shit like that.
No. I tried to keep it kind of something that anyone would know. Not any state-specific or anything like
that.
Question number two, in a nutshell, explain the Third Amendment.
In a nutshell would be kind of like this. Sorry, you have to see that.
I'm in a nutshell. I cannot escape. Sal.
Sal Rodriguez.
In a nutshell, I would say the Third Amendment has to do with the need for a search warrant to go into someone's private residence.
I'm sorry, that's not correct. That's the Fourth Amendment.
Damn it.
Cliff, do you care to steal?
No, I never let the law get in the way of a good arrest.
I'm actually a little disturbed. I'm getting uncomfortable in my belly. I'm like, this guy hasn't answered one question right. He's a career police officer.
No, don't worry. He's going to be retiring within a year, so he'll be off the streets.
Okay, Cliff, what does LAPD stand for? Question number four. Name the infamous fugitive South Boston gangster who was captured by the FBI in June 2011 after 16 years on the lam.
Oh, I forgot his name.
They're making a movie about him. Hint.
I know. I know it's that Irish guy.
He escaped to Santa Monica. I can't remember now. Yeah.
That's correct. He was arrested in Santa Monica. Going once, going twice. Whitey Bulger.
Oh,
it's always got to be a white guy. Shit.
Perfect. And it appears I accidentally skipped over a question here, so I'm going to go back. Habeas corpus is a legal action which requires a person under arrest to be brought before a judge or into court. Translate those words into English.
Cliff.
Body
of the crime.
Jesus. Hey.
Yeah.
Cliff Yates is on the board.
One right.
I didn't want to get serious.
Probably the single toughest question on my lineup. So.
What's the score now?
I think it's a one. We got one for Cliff.
Thank you very much.
And none for me.
No, you won.
I did?
One.
What did I get? Oh, the Miranda.
Miranda warnings, yeah.
Come on, Chris. Stay on top of it, man. I know he lost lots of blood this morning.
Question number five. Name the two victims that O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of murdering in criminal court.
Sal. Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Fantastic.
I keep track of that. You know why? Because I was in the gym that morning of the chase with the Bronco. I was in the gym. Everybody in the gym was crowded around the televisions looking at that chase. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that swept the nation, that phenomenon. I'll never understand why, but I did. Question number six. Blank refers to widespread corruption in the LAPD's crash anti-gang unit in the late 1990s, during which more than 70 police officers were implicated in some form of misconduct.
Blank.
Fill in the blank. First, you got to call out those.
You got to say,
Sal. Rampart.
It had to do with Rampart.
All right.
Now, if you could just master the calling out your name first,
Cliff,
if you could just do that for
Cliff
me.
Rampart.
Not first, not after.
Follow the law. Follow the law.
Those guys, I'm surprised they didn't catch those guys earlier. Their cars on the side, it said Gangs Are Us. I don't know why didn't people pick up on it.
And they wrote it themselves. They stenciled it themselves. It wasn't even supposed to be there.
It's like graffiti. It was great.
Question number seven. What is the legal BAC, blood alcohol content, limit in California?
Sal. Cliff.
I'm afraid Sal got in a second sooner.
Go ahead, Sal.
0.05.
That's incorrect.
0.08.
That's correct.
Damn it! Like, why should I be mad that a cop knows that over me? Why should I be upset?
Question number eight. Name the ballot initiative from November 2012 which sought to end the death penalty in California.
Oh shit.
We know what I voted. We know what Cliff voted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ballot initiative, Sal, 31?
That's incorrect.
Oh. 69, Cliff. I don't know.
All right, it was 34.
But look how close I was.
34.
Right.
I voted to get rid of the death penalty. I did.
I voted for the electric bleachers. We could do like 20 at a time.
I'm woefully disappointed. I was doing my research, and I think we've executed about eight criminals in like the last decade.
Here's the problem.
You're disappointed?
No, we got people dying on death row of old age.
That's right. Yeah, they said that they actually had a column where they had to specify that how many of them had died just of old age while waiting to be killed. So, question number nine: name the former madam known in the media as the Hollywood Superman.
Sal. Heidi Fleiss.
That's incorrect.
Damn it!
I'm going to finish the question, and that might help you out, Cliff. Name the former madam, convicted in 2000, who later wrote a book about her experiences entitled Secrets of a Hollywood Supermadam.
Who is not Heidi Fleiss.
Cliff.
Cliff.
Mrs. Z. No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Chris Z.
But it is with some pride that I will tell you I had sex with this woman. So.
Wow!
All right.
Whoa.
You had sex with the madam, but not with the hookers.
But had you ever really met her?
It was the most mundane meeting ever. I met her at Kinko's Copies.
Oh,
and we just started talking. And anyway, question number 10. I don't know. Hold on. Let's do the tally. We got Sal 1, 2. 2 for Sal. We got 3 for Cliff. So I guess this is going to...
I think we're out of time, Chris. Thank you very much, everybody. Good one, this one.
And no stealing on this question.
Okay.
Makes it unique. Question number 10. Is the Los Angeles County District Attorney elected or appointed?
Cliff, elected.
Cliff. That's correct.
Which means?
1, 2, 3, 4. Cliff Yates gets it.
Oh,
music.
Game show music.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
We're sorry, Nick was on Facebook. I hate to interrupt you, Nick. No, that is the guest intro music.
Nick was actually sending me a friend request.
That was the guest intro music. Hey, well, anyway, I was beaten by Mr. Cliff Yates. That's
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry. I feel bad about
it's
it.
It's my pleasure. You know, it wouldn't be the first time I've been beaten by a cop.
Oh man. This is actually the least painful beating you took. All right, guys. We got to keep it tight, man. We got so much show. I'm going to go ahead and do my my corner here. Chris's corner. Give me a little music, Nick, coming in. We'll come back with Nine Finger.
All right. Chris's corner. Oh, wait. Nick's not doing anything.
Oh, Nick, I apologize. That was my bad.
Nick, that was our fault.
Go ahead and
we've got live music today. Music,
that was our fault. We got live music for Chris's corner.
Oh, Chris's corner.
Kaiser's kisser. Tim Kaiser was the classic schoolyard bully, an overgrown ogre projecting his self-loathing on anyone smaller in stature. Tim was a mischief mastermind, as evidenced by his decision to strategically position himself on the opposite end of a picnic table before calling me the unholiest of unholies. I was well aware that my height and weight were disproportionate. My rail-thin brother never missed a chance to opine on the dichotomy, and my mirror never failed to parrot his opinion. Despite repeated commands to cease and desist, Tim continued calling me Fatso. Dead set on doing him grievous bodily harm, I gave chase. He eluded my pursuit by simply circling the table again and again. I picked up a golf ball-sized stone and dared him to call me Fatso one more time. He did, and I left him with one less tooth to neglect brushing. My mother arrived at the principal's office in hysterics. Tim's mother, on the other hand, remained calm throughout the ordeal. Her contributions were few, brief, and mostly meant to downplay the seriousness of the situation. I suspect that, as his mother, no one was more aware of what an asshole Tim could be when he put his mind to it, and ambivalence was her way of saying, I'm sure my son did something to set Chris off without siding against her own kin. Due to Tim and I's ages, school officials swept the incident under the rug. My mother did not follow suit. She made me buy Tim an apology gift, despite eyewitness testimony that he had provoked my attack. The gift was a toy car, red with racing stripes and substantially larger than a matchbox. Adding insult to injury, I was forced to wrap it and pen an apology. If I'd had the wit then that I have now, and a way to sneak it past my mom, I would have bought Tim a boxer's mouth guard and wrote in the accompanying card, just in case you didn't learn your lesson. That's Chris's Corner. Thanks for stopping by.
Wow. Chris, you were a badass at one time.
At one time. I don't know what the hell happened.
Hey, we want to also, we neglected to have Cliff Yates plug his big show. Cliff Yates has a big show coming up.
Oh, my God. My apologies, Cliff. You got a huge show coming up.
Yeah, it's huge, but the bad thing that happened, which is good, we sold out last night. So we're actually sold out. We're filming a DVD at the El Portal in Lancashire Boulevard. But check the website, cliffyates.com. I got a lot of shows coming up. And we're going to keep the train going, baby.
Now, Cliff was kind enough to reserve two seats for Sal and I. Should we give them back? I feel bad. We're taking money out of your pocket. But
No. Believe me, the seats that we're going to get will be in another room, and we will see a simulcast of the recording.
You're in the press box, guys. You're in the press box. You're there.
Really? Oh, yeah. Cool, man. Nice. I'm excited about it. We're making it, Sal.
We're making it. We're not making money, but we're making it. And by the way, so visit cliffyates.com. Find out where that show's going to be, and you will have an opportunity out there in listener land to meet Registered Ear Offenders Sal Rodriguez and Chris Z.
Yes.
We want to remind you are listening to Registered Ear Offenders right here on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Extreme XM 165. If you are listening to us live right now, 1-800-893-9562. And we are now going to get into Sal's weekly rant. I can't do it any longer. I've been doing it for at least 15 years. I don't know why. Maybe out of some sort of embarrassment or shame. The time has come. I can no longer lie about my height. I'm 5'7", not 5'8", and definitely not 5'9", as I've been known to report. The charade is over. I've had issues with my height since elementary school. At that time, my reward for lack of stature was front row in the class picture, Edward Navarro and myself. I ran into him recently, and eventually his bones gave out because I don't believe he stood more than 5'5". My height has probably been one of the greatest propulsions for weight training and athleticism. Unconsciously, or probably sometimes in full awareness, believing my strength and agility will compensate for my lack of verticality. My mother always made it a point to tell me that short people live longer. I don't know if this is true, but I do notice in over 20 years as a personal fitness trainer that taller people seem to be more susceptible to back and knee pain. I suppose given the choice between a lower center of gravity or joint aches, I would choose the former, although I suppose I really have no choice. My friend Bess loves Star Trek. She openly shares her desire for Patrick Stewart. One day she told me how disappointed she was upon meeting him when she saw how short he was. In the tradition of a Johnny Carson studio audience, I asked, "How short was he?" "Oh," she says, "about 5'9", I think." "What a shrimp." I agreed. I'm surprised he's even allowed to grace our precious idiot box. Perhaps a toupee would give him a few extra inches so as to once again win the favor of my friend the Trekkie, or Trekor, as she wishes to be called. I like to think I'm in good company. For years, we've all heard the accounts of people meeting Sylvester Stallone and Tom Cruise and returning with tales of, "He's so much shorter in person." Apparently, the camera not only adds weight, but height as well. Years ago, I tried online dating, and I often came across women who, at least in cyber fantasy land, appear to be a good match for me. They say they want a funny, confident man, someone caring, with good values, smoke, and drug-free. However, quite often they added, "I'm attracted to tall men," oftentimes giving a minimum height requirement of somewhere in the ballpark of 6 foot. I immediately clicked to the next ad, paying close attention to the women that seem to have a fixation with men who are funny. Funny seems to be a big issue for a lot of women. Occasionally, I logged on as a woman to check out my competition. I have never once read that any man is requesting a funny woman. I find that interesting. I suppose it's our job as men to entertain women, but not the other way around. I'm sure there are plenty of people in the world that wouldn't think that 5'7" is particularly short, but I used to work at a fitness center that was frequented by NBA players. Yes, I know, these are extreme examples. And I once had the fortune of meeting Shaquille O'Neal. By no means would I care to be anything over 6'2", let alone 7'1", but as I watched them exercise, I was forced daily to come to terms with nature's misgivings. I watched Shaq as he worked out with his trainer, my mother's voice echoing inside my head, and I began to wonder how long he would live. I gazed in pride as I forecasted a long life for myself, while Shaq, according to my mother, may not live well into his 80s, as do the shorties in my family. Actually, well into the 90s would be more accurate. So I questioned myself. Would I trade my body for his, assuming it came with his bank account, of course? I had to answer no. I could not leave my mother's foreboding behind me. I will live longer than Shaq. Of course, only time will be the true gauge, not my portly mother, who towers over babies at 5'0". So today, as I stood on the scale, weighing in at 185 pounds and measuring 5'7 1/8 inches while wearing socks, I sighed and accepted my fate, realizing that I will only grow shorter as I grow balder and hopefully not fatter. That is Sal's Weekly Rant. Thank you very much.
Sal, I hate to piss on your parade, but if Magic Johnson can outlive AIDS, I don't care how tall he is, he's going to outlive you.
What I find interesting is the day I have my longest rant is the day you have your shortest corner.
Yeah, I noticed that too. We were supposed to keep it tight today, but that's good.
We were supposed to keep it tight today. Apparently, I did it. We're going to keep moving right along because we got some very special guests joining us today who we had the pleasure of doing the background music for Chris's Corner and Sal's Weekly Rant. You want to go ahead and introduce our guest, Chris?
I'd love to, Sal, but I don't seem to have a bio in front of me for this band.
Well, these guys are from Los Angeles. They've been on the show before.
Originally from Arizona, though, right?
I am.
Okay, so Mike's got roots that extend all the way across the border.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nine Finger. No. That is the intro song.
That's our dance hit, actually. That's going to be hitting record stores.
It's okay. We got Josh and Mike from Nine Finger. How you guys doing? Welcome back to the show.
What's happening,
thanks,
man?
Good to see you. Back, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You guys are going to play some live stuff for us. But first of all, what have you guys been doing? What have you guys been gigging on? Who have you guys been banging?
Everybody.
Yeah, banging everybody and gigging everywhere. Yeah, pretty much.
We're always banging everybody.
You guys have any?
It's a band rule.
That's all they do, dude. They wake up like bang.
The last time you guys were here, you guys mentioned the UFC. I'm a big fan of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. So are we going to be hearing your music when we watch a UFC event?
Yeah, hopefully. We've been working with those guys for a while now since we actually it was brand new when we first came in here. They're going to use some of our stuff for promos, videos, main events.
Now, how does something like that come about? How does your music get into the hands of the right person?
Josh, that was Josh's connection.
Yeah, I had to fight two guys.
Yeah.
And
they're at a bar that will remain nameless.
That's how everything operates in the UFC. Even a secretarial job, you want it, you got to kick the other secretary's ass. It's like jail.
I almost feel like Nine Finger's being cheated today because these guys are a hard rock band. These guys rock out, and we had to have them come in and be unplugged today and have acoustic music like they're freaking Karen Carpenter.
And they still overcame.
Yeah, what kind of crap is this, man?
What do you got? You know, let's get into your first song. What are you guys going to play for us the first time here?
We're going to do one of our favorite songs called The Conditioner.
It's written about a cloudy day. I fucking hate cloudy days, so I wrote...
And cold.
Cloudy day!
Mike is weather phobic.
That's how it starts, yeah, actually.
All right, let's get into it. Nine Finger singing about cloudy days. Have you guys ever performed?
I'm here, baby.
Man. I feel sexier just sitting next to these guys.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever performed seated this close to an LA County sheriff?
Hey, I'm gonna try with you guys. I'll be security.
Yeah,
security.
There you go.
Well, we don't appreciate
it. You can be the the backstage security.
Absolutely.
And the opener.
You guys are great, man.
And the opener.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's great that you guys didn't get us any heads up.
You guys are
They're
great.
Like, hey, we're having a rock band on. Come on down. So we're loaded with drugs and everything. Yeah. And by the way, there's a cop on today. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't check the trash outside.
Hey, buddy, you want some of this? No, I'm on the job.
Come on, what's the matter? And he's like, no, we're good.
So if I had to encapsulate your sound, guys, I'd say that it sounds like it comes out of the tailpipes of the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Oh, it comes out of their motorcycle.
We ride. You got
we have a caller, I understand.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Chris,
is it
your dad calling in again? Where did he call from? The last time we had you on the show, your dad called in from Vermont or something?
No, Rhode Island.
From Rhode Island.
And
that's right.
I found out he was referencing something. He was actually drinking whiskey. He's like drunk on Elijah Gray. I didn't know what that was. I guess it was whiskey.
Yeah, 12 on a Friday.
Yeah.
Let's take this caller. Caller, you are on Registered Ear Offenders Live with Cliff Yates and Nine Finger.
I love Nine Finger.
Oh, it's a female caller.
Wow. Hey. I don't think a female has ever called into the show.
I think she's got us confused with Nine Finger. I think she meant to say Sal and Chris, but she said Nine Finger.
Who is this on the line?
Tell Mike to take his shirt off, and then you'll know why he has so many female fans.
Wow. Wow. Who is calling? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from the office in Playa Vista.
Ooh.
I can't
reveal the sources.
Too long, and I'm actually behind closed doors, but my name is Megan, and I'm a big fan of the band.
Oh, wow. Do you guys know Megan? Is she a friend of yours, or is she an actual fan?
I think I know who it is.
Yeah? No. Have you slept with her?
Maybe.
Now, Mike, I'm gonna do you a favor here. You'll thank me somewhere down the road. I'm gonna break up with your girlfriend for you on your behalf, your lovely guys, so that you can be set free to enjoy the Megans of the world.
Okay.
And just turn her over
that
to me.
That wouldn't be. Yeah. Okay. That's what I was wondering, if that was your ulterior motive.
Megan, tell us how you discovered Nine Finger.
Pretty much lassoed Mike at a bar one night, and we've been dating ever since.
Oh, boo!
Wait a second. You know what?
Hey, babe.
My partner, Chris Z, has talked about you before and how hot you are.
Oh, no, this isn't about me. It's about the band, but thank you so much.
but you know, that is one of the spoils.
I found out about the band through Mike, obviously.
That's one of the spoils of being an awesome band is having a hot girlfriend.
That is true. And her hot friends.
Yeah, dog.
One of the spoils of hosting an internet radio show is having access to a candy machine.
Yeah, that's right. We got an awesome vending machine out there.
Yeah, it's a sick vending machine, guys. You should check this out.
Yeah. Well, Megan, thanks so much for your support. If there's anyone else in the office who might like to chime in.
Thanks for listening, Ben.
I've already told a couple of my coworkers to listen in, and they are right now. So
Chris only wants the female ones.
Only the female listeners.
Females, in fact.
Chris Z is single and he likes long walks in the park. Remember that.
I don't want to push the envelope too far, Megan. But is Mike's missing finger an asset or a liability in the sack?
The nub.
Come on.
I could go way too far on that, so I'm just going to say no comment.
Wow. Megan, we really appreciate you calling and listening to the show.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great time. Bye.
Thanks, babe.
Hey, you guys should come to one of our shows, and then maybe you will get laid, and then you can come on the next show and rant about how you got laid.
If you would give us press passes like Mr. Cliff Yates, we will.
That's what we need. We need backstage.
Oh, you need full VIP, access, yeah. No brown M&Ms.
We want the brown M&Ms.
4 months ago, we would have accepted the invitation. Now
you're too big.
Guys, we're going to Cliff Yates' show. I'm sorry. I don't think we can make it.
Guys, we got a special surprise for you guys. Tell you that there will be a law enforcement in the room, we got a special surprise for you today. No, this is for me, Chris. What are you doing? This is a special surprise, just like we did with Mr. Cliff Yates, where we had law trivia. We are now going to have music trivia, and it will be now. So let's hope you can still make Megan proud. Let's hope you can make Megan proud. This is going to be Nine Finger against Chris Z. Chris does not know what is on this sheet of paper. We are very honest about that.
We're on a team.
It'll be Nine Finger. Yeah, okay. So you will say Nine Finger to say your answer, right. Or Chris will say Chris. And Mr. Cliff Yates will be our judge to make sure everything here is legit and legal.
Oh, man, all right.
Shit. I'm now going to open
funny
up.
Stuff.
No
funny stuff.
You guys are too big. You already won.
So it is now time for another game show. Okay, apparently not. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get this started.
It's time.
Okay, now it's time. Now it's time.
Seconds ago, it wasn't
time.
God damn it! That is our intro music.
No, something's happening that's not supposed to happen. Hold on.
All right, guys, it's okay. It's okay. We're moving on. All right, guys, here we are. Nine Finger versus Chris Z in rock trivia. Question number one. Featuring the hit Breaking the Law, in what year did
Nine Finger. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's 79.
That is incorrect. I will complete the question. Featuring the hit Breaking the Law, in what year did Judas Priest release the album British Steel?
I'm going to say 78.
That is also incorrect. The correct year is 1980.
So
you were close.
I jumped on it too fast. Sorry.
You were close. Question number two. From what country is Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich?
Chris.
Yes.
The Netherlands.
Nine Finger.
Chris, you are incorrect.
Denmark.
That is
correct.
That's right. That is correct.
Right. How dare you, Chris?
Sal, are you making a note of who?
I got it.
One. Okay.
Yeah. And help me out here, Cliff, in case I mess up. So we have one for Ninefinger. Question number three. What is the name of Motley Crue's best-selling autobiography? What is the name?
Christy.
Yes.
Decade of Decadence.
That is incorrect.
Girls.
Ninefinger.
Ninefinger would like to steal.
You should have
something
this
with the dirt. God damn
you
it.
You should have this.
Something with dirt
oh,
in the title.
Oh, you are so damn close.
Didn't I give this to you?
Didn't I give you this book?
Yeah. I read it, but yeah. I don't remember the
he
fucking
re-gifted
title.
It.
And I don't remember.
Okay.
Remember I gave it back to you for your birthday.
Okay, what is your answer?
Something with dirt.
Chris, what do you say? The correct answer is The Dirt. Actually, let's ask Cliff. Cliff, what do you say? The correct answer is The Dirt.
Yeah, Ninefinger gets a point.
Yeah!
Wow. Thank you, right. Cliff. And actually, Cliff Burton.
This ref is pretty badass.
Question number four. What rock band changed their name in 1964 from The Detours?
Chrissy?
Yes, Chris.
Is it The Kinks?
That is incorrect.
Ninefinger.
Yes.
The Who?
That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
This is why you're not getting laid, Chris.
Sorry. Three.
Is that what gets a guy laid? Music? Yeah. Not, music trivia? Yeah. Not being in a band.
No. Annoying about music.
Oh, baby.
We have Nine Finger right.
Detours.
Right, Cliff?
Yes.
Nine Finger is up three.
3-0.
Okay. Question number five. In 1973, which was an awesome year, in what state did Kiss play their first show?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
New York.
That is correct.
Damn.
Chris Z is on the board.
Damn.
That wasn't a sweep.
Question number six. In 1986, Guns N' Roses signed to what record label?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
I'm going to say Geffen.
That is correct.
Oh he's coming on.
Fucking Chris is on the board.
He's coming up from behind. Huh?
Do it for registered ear offenders, Chris.
Damn.
We can't have both of us lose today.
Someone's a little biased here. I don't know.
This is all legit. I swear to you. Question number seven. Name the band formed in 1970, nicknamed the Bad Boys from Boston.
Ninefinger.
I think he called it first?
Yeah. Okay, Ninefinger.
Aerosmith?
That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
We got Ninefinger at 4 and Chris Z at 2.
Two. Yeah.
Okay. Question number 7. Name the band.
Oh, God.
No, sorry. My fault. Question number 8. With over 31.5 million records sold in the U.S. and over 60 million sold worldwide, this band has been called, quote, the most popular American rock and roll band of the 1990s. What is their name?
Ninefinger. Pearl Jam?
That is correct.
Yes.
That's a good
one. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Come on, Chris.
Yeah, I almost should have guessed that just, you know.
You could have guessed it.
Just on a guess, yeah.
Question number 9. Alice in Chains, lead singer, Lane Staley, died of a drug overdose in 2002. Name the man who replaced him.
Oh, shh.
Nobody knows that one.
No.
No offense.
Alice in Chains, lead singer, Lane Staley, died of a drug overdose in 2002. Name the man who replaced him.
Ninefinger? Caraba?
That is incorrect.
Oh, Chris? Yes. Gerald Dimebag Oates.
That is correct. No.
He okay. rose from the grave.
I believe we got one more question, and then we'll see where we're at, and then we may have a winner. Question number 10. Complete the lyrics to this verse. Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough, so tough.
Ninefinger. So tough.
That's what I said. Megan, are you listening to this? Your husband, your boyfriend does not listen.
Chrissy.
We
got to hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
That is incorrect.
Doesn't he double up on the...
It is. Remember, Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. Gina works the diner all day. Oh, working for her man. She brings home her pay for love. Okay, but let's see where we're at. Cliff, you can verify.
Don't even add it up because I got my ass kicked.
Hang on.
2-5, for Christ's sake.
3-5. It is 2-5, and our winner of Rock Trivia is Ninefinger. Yeah. Chris, we suck today.
I think that's the first and second time we've ever lost on our show.
That is. Actually, Chris and I have been doing this with other guests, and we have constantly won.
And that's from the first trivia.
Someone
first
has won, Johnny.
That's from Cliff's trivia.
Now, I understand, Nine Finger, that, okay, yeah. You know what? Chris, what do you say? Should we, do we have time to have Nine Finger play one more song? Probably not, unfortunately. But you know what? Here's what you guys are going to do. Yeah? You guys are going to play us out. So what we're going to do is right now at this moment, we just want to say where we're at. You are listening to Registered Ear Offenders on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Extreme XM 165. Now we can go around and plug everything. Nine Finger, tell our listeners where they can see you and where they can hear you.
Well, you can check us out on ninefinger.com, ninefinger.com, and also ninefinger999 on Facebook. And that's our Twitter as well, ninefinger999. And we got a couple shows coming up in the LA area. House of Blues show coming up in late April. And we're heading up to San Luis Obispo soon. And we've got a end of the summer tour, self-titled the Portlandia Tour, where we're going to go from Portland all the way up to Vancouver.
Yeah, hit San Fran.
Is that in a van? Like, you guys are going to gig it in the van?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Van, equipment, yep.
Nice.
Pick up random chicks.
Nice. Just, you hear that, Megan?
Hobos. Just kidding, babe.
And Cliff, Cliff Yates.
Now, Cliff, I know you told us your show is sold out, but any other, maybe they can see you online or maybe
yeah,
there's...
I'm going to be playing with Mike Marino in Valencia, JR's Comedy Club. And also January 25th, 6th, and 7th, I'm going to be in Sacramento, Laughs Unlimited on Front Street in Old Town. Can't wait to be there. And then when I retire, I'm probably going to be touring with Nine Finger. Check
yeah.
us out.
That's for sure. Anytime.
Tour manager. Years from now, Sal and I will
I'll be
sitting
in the crash
there.
Truck. I got the weapons and maybe some other stuff.
You're the opener and tour manager.
Yeah. And security. And yeah. Cliff's got like nine jobs.
I will, yeah.
Hey, guys, don't forget
entourage.
To like Sal and I on Facebook.
Like That's these guys. They're awesome.
Registered Ear Offenders. I'm Chris Z on Twitter. Sal at Sal Los Angeles
Sal Los
on
Angeles.
Twitter as well.
Chris Z, where are you going to be performing? Where can we see your mug?
Next Tuesday night, I'll be performing at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach. Free show, full bar, no reason not to go. Zach Miller Productions, Solid Comics. It's a great show, guys. Please come out if you're anywhere near the area. Check it out.
And guys, this is my big claim to fame. If you are watching television, watch the look out for the University of Phoenix commercial. And I am building a shelf with my
buddy.
Two little kids. It was my first SAG National.
Nice.
I'm going to be in the money, motherfuckers. All right, guys. We want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank Jeremy Hansen. We want to thank Skid Row Studios. We want to thank Extreme XM 165. We are going to have Nine Finger play us out. Oh, stay tuned. We got a great show coming up here right after ours. It is called The Devil's in the Details. It is a conspiracy theory show. So for you conspiracy theorists out there, be sure to tune in right after our show. Listen for Devil's in the Details. Right now, we would like to thank Cliff Yates. We would like to thank Nine Finger.
Thanks,
and they are going to play us out.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to
thank
Registered
you.
Ear Offenders.
Head. People are talking, shouldn't have me scared. What are they saying? Slide it off my bed. Slow down, drop back, face floor on the ground, spin around, fuck the head. Yeah, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Let me say what I say. I'm feeling kind of lucky. Where do I go? Something for nothing. I'm a little bit slow. I'm trying to be cocky and I don't stand a chance. Here we go one time, this is my last dance. It's driving me crazy, going out of my head. People are talking, shouldn't I be skanking? What are they saying? Starting on my bed.